Giving hope, walking in the truth, praying for our youth, heaven bent, supporting one another, a living faith. What this life promotes, committed to press on, reaching life, forgiving one another, while staying on our knees, for it's God we aim to please, we are declared victory. Heaven bent, supporting one another, a living faith is what this life promotes. Committed to press on, reaching light, forgiving one another, while staying on our knees. For it's God we aim to please, we are declared victory. Supporting one another, a living faith is what this life promotes. Committed to press on, reaching light, forgiving one another, while staying on our knees. For it's God we aim to please, we are declared victory. Supporting one another, a living faith is what this life promotes. Committed to press on, reaching light, forgiving one another, while staying on our knees. For it's God we aim to please, we are declared victory. Heaven bent, supporting one another, a living faith is what this life promotes. Committed to press on, reaching light, forgiving one another, while staying on our knees. For it's God we aim to please, we are declared victory. Supporting one another, a living faith is what this life promotes. Committed to press on, reaching light, forgiving one another, while staying on our knees. For it's God we aim to please, we are declared victory. Thank you. truth, praying for our youth. Heaven bent, supporting one another, a living faith is what this life promotes. Committed to press on, reaching light, forgiving one another, while staying on our knees, for it's God we aim to please. We are declared victory. Supporting one another, a living faith is what this life promotes. Committed to press on, reaching light, forgiving one another, while staying on our knees. For it's God we aim to please. We are declared victory. Supporting one another, a living faith is what this life promotes. Committed to press on, reaching light, forgiving one another, while staying on our knees. For it's God we aim to please. We are declared victory.
Good morning. Welcome to Declare Victory. This is Tormi in the Finisher. I'm your greeter this morning. Who's on the line?
Good morning. It's Eva Melinda, the girl on the side in Gangway.
Happy Triumphant Tuesday, Yvonne. How are you doing this morning?
Okay.
Oh, great. Okay. All is well?
Yeah.
Great, great, great. God bless you. Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you. Anyone else just want to call and say good morning?
Good morning,
it's
Patrice.
Happy birthday. Okay, I heard Pretty Patrice, and who else was that? Okay, good morning to you both. Happy Triumphant Tuesday.
Good morning, Serena.
Hey,
go and say a pretty happy birthday, pretty. Happy birthday, pretty. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, pretty.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We love you.
Yes.
Pretty, thank you again for saving me. Happy birthday.
I love you.
All right.
Beautiful. And I want you to know, happy birthday, Pretty. It's Didio, songstress of a sister. You're so beautiful and so loved.
You better sing. Thank you.
Good morning, Didi.
Good morning.
Who was that? Good morning to you. Anyone else want to say good morning?
Good morning, this is Leomia. Have a great day, everyone.
Good morning, Mom. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good to hear your song this morning.
Thank you. Please, I'm asking for prayer from everyone. I won't go into it, but I just need my family praying for me. Thank you.
Prayer for you. We got you.
Thank you.
Anyone else just want to call and say good morning? Do we have any men that want to say good morning? First time callers? Oh, go ahead.
Good morning, Declare Victory. I just want to wish my wife a happy birthday this morning. God bless you all.
God bless you, George. God bless you.
Happy birthday, sweetie.
Happy birthday again, Pretty Patrice. Do we have any first-time callers want to say good morning? Anyone else just want to call and say good morning?
Good morning, good morning. Happy Tuesday. This is Kevin.
Jeff?
Kevin,
good morning to you. Happy Triumphant Tuesday.
Good morning. Thank you.
Good to hear your sound.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Good morning, Brother Michael. Happy Tuesday.
Brother Michael, happy Triumphant Tuesday to you. Good to hear your sound as well.
Thank you very much. I'm on the highway. Thank you.
Oh, be safe. Safe travels.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Good morning. Welcome to Declare Victory. This is Truman and Definition. I'm your greeter this morning. Anyone else just want to call and say good morning? Today is April the 16th, 2024. Today. Anyone else just join the call and say good morning? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Lord, you're worthy to be praised. Okay, it's that time for the hosting. I need everyone to please look down and check your phone to make sure your phone is on mute. Let's get started here. Hello, my name is Termina Definition, and I'm your host. Thank you for joining us here on Declare Victory. We are prayer called and meet Monday through Friday starting at 6 a.m. Pacific Time, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, and 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to edify, empower, encourage, and equip your walk with Christ. Be sure to join us for the month of April, where our monthly theme is entitled The Power of Agreement. Each Declare focus will be on the effectiveness of the power of agreement with the truth of God's Word and its benefits to advancing the kingdom of God. Make sure you invite a friend so they can be blessed too. There is one announcement today, TNT Bible Studies tonight. Prayer begins at 5:30 p.m. sharp, and Bible study will go from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You don't want to miss the teaching from Pastor LaBelle Jones. It will definitely enrich your spirit. There is one prayer request submitted by the app, and that's from Sonia Renee Fisher. Prayer for George Jackson. Having major surgery tomorrow morning, but I believe it's this morning. Also, please pray for his children, mother, and entire family. Thank you. Again, we're lifting up George Jackson. He's having major surgery this morning. Also, continue prayer for Prosperous Pam and her family in a time of bereavement. Also, this is on my heart, prayer for the children, adult sons and daughters, and grandchildren. And we want to lift up Mother Leonia, prayer for her. And again, happy birthday, Pretty Patrice. The order of the call is prayer and corporate praise, Juliet. Declaration, Pretty Patrice. And then we go right into closing comments hosted by Declare. I repeat, prayer and corporate praise, Juliet. Declaration, Pretty Patrice. Then we go right into closing comments hosted by Declare. The scripture for today is from Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and doing of his holy word. At this time, we ask you to put your phones on mute until it's sure to come off mute. I now pass the call over to the prayer warrior, Juliet. Everyone, please have a blessed and awesome day. Jesus loves you, and so do I. Juliet, are you there? Okay, any ambassador that's available to pray and step up for Juliet?
I will. It's Dee Dee.
Thank you, Dee Dee.
Hallelujah. So, Father, we thank you this morning. We thank you this Tuesday morning. We give you thanks and praise just for being God all by yourself. There's nothing too hard for you to do, God. So we just want to say thank you. We have an attitude of gratitude this morning because you woke us up, and we thank you for the breath of life. Father God, I just call out George Jackson to you. You know all about him as he's going to undergo surgery this morning. Be with the physicians, anesthesiologists, surgical techs, anyone that comes in contact with him. Cover him. Give his family the peace that surpasses all understanding. Show them that you are Jehovah Rapha and that you are a healer, God. I thank you in advance for success for that young man. God, for Mother Leomia, we don't know what's going on, but you do. So I ask that you touch her and just make it all good, make it all right, whatever it is. Let her know that you are in control. And most of all, you are Jehovah Shalom, and you will saturate her with your peace, God. I thank you right now for Dion, the midwife, and we know what's going on, but I believe, hallelujah, that you will give DeMaria justice. So we stand with her in agreement that justice will prevail. Hallelujah. I just have so much to thank you for this morning, God. I thank you for Tarina. I thank you for her heart. I thank you for Purdy Patrice and blessing her with another year. God, we thank you. We don't take it for granted that you've kept her. We got to really appreciate the gift of life and not to take any second for granted. Oh, God, I thank you. I thank you just for the love and for the example that her and Brother Jeff show us day after day of what marriage, your way looks like. Oh, God, and whatever juju got going on, I lift her up to you. And I thank you for her life and for Brother E, another mighty couple. God, there's so much going on in the atmosphere, but we trust you. No matter what weapons are forming, you will dismantle them. So I thank you. It's not a long prayer this morning, because it don't take all that, but you know the hearts of everybody on this call. So, Victors, before you take your phone off mute, check your heart posture. Make sure you're not holding on to any unforgiveness, any bitterness. You're not grudge holding. Make sure that you woke up this morning, even if you have pain in your body, but you're thankful. You're thankful because he woke you up. So join me right now and just give God praise and thanks for this day. It's a day that we have not yet seen. Take your phones off mute. Come on and give God what he is doing. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you for being a mighty good God. Oh, Lord, we thank you this morning. We thank you, Father, as we continue to praise you. But we go on mute. Father God, we thank you for Pretty Patrice is going to give us the word. We continue to lift our sister Pam up. Oh, God, give her courage, give her peace as she's just preparing to let her mother to rest. But God, remind her that you are pleased with her for a job well done, for taking such good care of her beautiful mother. But we thank you and we lift her up to you, God. And I just want to give you thanks and praise. God, is nothing too hard. We are all going through so much, but God, we rejoice and we agree with what your word says. We trust you because you are I am. You are I am. You are a good, good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Patrice, if you heard me, it's Dee Dee. I was praying. I will turn the call over to you. Continue to lift up Pam Mason as she gets ready to lay her mom to rest. We love you, Pam. Send your hands to Patrice.
Amen. Thank you, sis. Thank you for that beautiful, amazing prayer. Thank you to all that chimed in. Thank you to all for the birthday wishes on this morning. I thank God for another day. Hey, I'm gonna say another year. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We can't take it lightly that somebody did not wake up this morning. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Tarina, for greeting on this morning. And let's get started with the power of agreement. We are in agreement on this morning. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we are saved, that we are sanctified, and that we are filled with the precious Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The power of agreement. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Acts 1 and 8. But you will receive power. Now let's talk about this power that we have. When we have the power of agreement, that power is the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your precious Holy Spirit. Matthew 18 and 19 says, again, I say you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father, which is in heaven. Again, I say. He said, again, I say, that if any two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything. So that means that if any two of us together agree as touching anything, our lives, our finances, our children, our safety, anything we agree on in the mighty name of Jesus. And we ask it of him. Hey, thank you, Lord Jesus. He said he will. He will. Thank you, Lord God. And again, he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And we are going to go to Amos 3 and 3. Amos 3 and 3. Bear with me, you all. Thank you, Jesus. How can two agree? Let me see. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. How can two walk together except they be agreed? You know, me and my husband been walking together for the past 25 years. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And how could we have done that? But we walk together in agreement, that we stand together in agreement, that we made God the head of our lives, and that we honor our marriage with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amos 3:3 says, can two walk together except they be agreed? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. All that we are, all that we have, we owe it to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm going to go to John 3:5. Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Except a man be born of water and of Spirit. That precious Holy Ghost is what gives us the power that we need to sustain any and everything that we need. But not only that, we can't even enter into the kingdom without the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. And we don't want to be in our flesh. We want to be in our spirit. We thank you, God, for the precious Holy Ghost. 1 Corinthians 2:10. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man, which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth not man, but the Spirit of God. Now, we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolish unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judges all things. Yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, that was rich right there. That was rich right there. We have the mind of Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And we discern spiritually. Yeah, I know they might think we crazy. because we always talking about this Jesus, Jesus this, and Jesus that, and the Lord Jesus this. Yep. He is the I am that I am. And we worship him. And we stand flat-footed and bold and tell the world who he is. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. 2 Corinthians 6:4-8. But in all things, approving ourselves as the ministers of God, in much patience, in affliction, in necessities, in distresses, in stripes, in imprisonment, in tumults, in labors, in watching, in fasting, by pureness, by knowledge, by long suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by love unfeigned, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness, on the right hand and on the left, by honor. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I honor. And we are yet true. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you gave us your spirit. And this is how they are to see us. They are to see us in all these things, approving ourselves as ministers of God. With patience, with love, in necessities, in long suffering, in kindness, by the Holy Ghost, in watching, as we watch and as we pray, as we fast, we are to do all these things under our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, in him, in us, and through us, as we go throughout our days. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word. We know him by his word. CD said it on yesterday. We got to get in our word and read our word so that we'll know who we are in him. Colossians 2:2. That their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of our Lord Jesus Christ, in whom he hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words. For thou I be absent in the flesh, yet am I with you in the spirit. Join and beholding your order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Beware lest any man
before you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the judgment of the world, and not after Christ. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and powers. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We are to stand boldly and know who we are, rooted and built up in him, established in our faith, so that we can agree that we are the righteousness of God, that we are above and not beneath, that we are the head and not the tail. Hallelujah. That we are blessed going in and we are blessed coming out. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your word on today, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for all that listen. I pray, oh God, that they receive something on this morning, God. We thank you, oh God, that you will continue to create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us, oh God. Thank you that you opened up our eyes and ears of understanding, God. We thank you for revelation knowledge of who we are in you, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that we know that we are your ecclesia, oh God. We are the church, God. Thank you that you gave of your only begotten son so that we might be healed, delivered, and set free on today. I pray, oh God, and stand in the gap for all those that are sick in their body, God. You were wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of your peace is upon us. And by your stripes, we were healed. So we're going to walk in our healing on today, God, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like. We're going to trust and stand on your holy word for the decisions that we want, God. For the finances that we need, God, for the help that we need and already have, God, we are healed. In the mighty name of Jesus, that's what your word says, God. And we give your word back to you, God. We love you, God. We trust you, God. And again, thank you for another year of life, God. I thank you, God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name, in the master's name of Jesus, I pray and give thanks. And Satan, we cast you out in the name of Jesus. You have no place. You have no authority. So get your hands off of us. We belong to the Most High God. Get off our children. Get off our grandchildren. Get off our jobs. Get out of our homes. Get out of our schools. Get out of our government. And Father God, we pray for Israel in the name of Jesus. I pray that peace be still in the land, oh God. In the name of Jesus, you know all about it, God. Peace be still in the land. In Jesus' name I pray and give thanks. Amen. So this is the time that we open the call up for those that didn't get a chance to say good morning. We want to hear from our men first because they may be at work, and we just give them the opportunity first. Is there any men that didn't get a chance to say good morning that are here this morning? Good morning.
Happy birthday, Big Sis. What's up? Yo, yo.
Yo, yo, great. Yo. Hey, great big brother. Great. Thank you.
All right. Love you.
Love you, too. Anyone else?
Hey, happy birthday, Patrice. Cedric's on the call.
Thank you, brother. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you. Anyone else? My brothers represent this morning. I just gave y'all a salute. I know that's right. Any first-time callers, you first time you called and want to say good morning, or you've been on the call and not said good anything, you want to say good morning, now's your time. All right. Ali Ali Oxen Free. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Pretty Patrice. This is Kind Kim. Good to hear your sound. Thank you so much.
Good morning, Kind Kim.
Happy birthday to you. Hey, Pretty. Happy birthday.
Good morning, Juju. Good to hear your sound. Thank you, sis.
I want to say happy birthday to you.
Hey,
this is Juanita. Hey, happy birthday.
Good morning, Juanita. Thank you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Hey, girl. Hey. Amazing.
Hey, girl. Hey.
I enjoyed you, too. I love you. See you a little later.
Love you, too, sis. Thank you. Wow, y'all, this is Declare Victory Quiet going on this morning. Y'all sound good. Ah, that's that Holy Ghost. All right, you guys, let's go over to the Love, Life, and Victory portion of the call. Love, Life, and Victory. Comments, commentary. Come on, let's talk about it. The power of agreement. That good old Holy Spirit.
Hey, Pretty, talk about that good old Holy Spirit. Honey, he'll get you right. He'll help you out. He'll help you see some stuff you ain't seen, help you hear some stuff you ain't heard. But most of all, he is the Spirit of the living God. He'll get you right, right in alignment. Great share this morning. Thank you so much again. I love you.
Love you too, sis. Yes, he will get you together real quick. Yeah.
Good morning, Pretty.
Good morning,
Gloria.
Birthday.
In honor of keeping the good singing, I'm just going to say happy birthday. God bless you.
Uh-oh.
I was.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Gloria, if you can hear me, I heard you. Thank you, sis. Good morning.
Happy birthday. Thank you for that great share. I'm following behind my sister Gloria, who introduced me to the call. I heard her, so I'm like her. In honor of the great singing of happy birthday, God bless you. Have a happy birthday.
Who is that?
Oh, this is Mary. Gloria and I went to high school together.
Hi, Mary. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. You have a great rest of your day.
You do, too.
Hi, Mary. This is Gloria's mom.
Hi, Mother.
Good to hear you this morning. I'm not the home of the time. I was just so glad to hear your voice, please.
Feel better, Mom. God bless you.
Thank you. With all that crack.
Hi, Pretty. Kindness again. I didn't get to give you honor. And like the two ladies before me, I'm number three. But I'm going to do a little something like this for you. It's a birthday, 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 birthday. Happy birthday, Queen.
Thank you, Kind Kim. Oh, that was too cute. Y'all, I'm grinning so y'all should see my cheese. It is white. It is white.
Hey, pretty. I can picture it so pretty. I can see it in my imagination. When I tell people, I'm just cheesing with you like you just don't know, like, hey. Like, we just standing next to each other. No, like, happy birthday. God be praised. Thank you for coming through with that powerful declaration, sis. I thank you. I was just here going, thank you. I felt the power coming through your sound. I was like, I just love pretty. Thank you that we got the power of agreement. We got the Holy Spirit. I just was so just inspired and just grateful for you on today. Happy birthday. I love you.
Thank you, Mona. I love you, sis. Thank you so much. Yeah, I'm grinning. Y'all got me grinning this morning.
Good morning. Happy birthday, pretty Patrice. Happy birthday, Miss B. Thank you for that declaration. You are so energetic.
Thank you.
Good morning. This is Camille. Happy birthday to you and have a blessed day.
Good morning, Camille. Thank you. You have a blessed day as well.
Good morning, it's Tracy. Thank you for that declaration and happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Love you.
Thank you, sis. Love you too. Aw, Shaka Klux.
Good morning, pretty. Good morning, good morning. Awesome declaration. Happy birthday. What a way to start your day with the power of the Holy Ghost. Thank you. I heard this very same message on Sunday. And when I'm telling you, you came with as much power that the gentleman that spoke came with that power, talked about our power. You know, we walking around. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, there is no power. You need to have the Holy Ghost to have the power. God bless you. Happy birthday. And I'm going to save my sound because we just got so many wonderful, wonderful gifters and all of those that are on the line this morning. Thank you for stepping
Thank
out.
Thank you so much.
God
I
bless you. I love you, baby.
God bless
happy
you.
Happy birthday.
Love you, too.
Yes, ma'am.
Love you,
yes.
too.
Hey, it's somebody's birthday. It's somebody's birthday. Whose birthday? Hey. Okay. You know, I got to put some little hood in it. Happy birthday. So pretty. Listen.
Yes,
y'all call
ma'am.
You beautiful. You are so beautiful. And I'm so grateful how you and Jeff just took me in as little sister. I know I'll be a brat sometime. But when you talked about that, Amos, because I remember when Maddie and I went to Maui, and I had heard the scripture, but I never applied it that way, the agreement, and how you guys have walked because the two of you have agreed. And that's what it is, not just in marriage, but in relationships. And then when we have a relationship with the Father, we have to, and I'm talking to me for real this morning, to really agree with what His Word says about us, not what other people say. Because, listen, I'm learning so much, it don't matter. Is who He says I am because He created me fearfully and wonderfully made, but that power of agreement. So we can do a lot of that talking, but if we're not really like, I just told Maddie the other day, listen, bro, you signed the marriage certificate first. So that means, you know what I'm saying? I signed second. So it just makes a difference when you understand what you agreeing to.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And quit affirming everything. We're so quick to amen a thing. And, you know, I laugh some Sundays. I'm going to be honest. I'll be hearing people say, oh, pastor tore the church down. And ask them what he said. They don't know. Because it's emotionalism. Start paying attention to what you're hearing. I don't care how many scriptures they quote. Go study it for yourself to make sure it lines up with what God says. I love you and happy birthday, beautiful. I know Brother Jeff got something real special because after that party he threw you. Listen, I love you guys.
Love you too, sis. Thank you so much. I appreciate you, and you are not a brat.
Be quiet, Gloria. Aww. I know she's about to say I am.
I was thinking it in my head, but that's okay. I love you.
Yes, you say yes, she is.
yes, she is. I will say
I
that.
Said it too.
Yes,
but yeah, I said it too.
thank you, Yvonne. I heard you, sis. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you.
She said you forgot her birthday.
She just had a birthday too. I know. Happy birthday to you too, Yvonne.
Yeah, that was so funny. I just caught that when I heard her say that. You forgot my birthday.
Is anyone else?
Go, shorty. It's your birthday. Go, shorty. It's your birthday. Happy birthday, pretty. Your sound today was everything. I can't help but to remember when you first started the call compared to today, the smile, the pure joy that is in your sound today is absolutely amazing. I'm so happy to know you and hear you declare the word of God as you do, standing flat-footed, talking about our identity and agreeing with our identity. That's what my takeaway is, agreeing with our identity in Christ Jesus and how important it is that we have the mind of Christ.
Yes.
That's so rich. We have the mind of Christ, which means that we can come out of agreement with the enemy as far as condemnation or telling us that we're not good enough or that we'll never be anything or that, you know, our past is who we are or our mistakes is who we are or any of those things. We can come out of agreement with that. We can renounce those things and we can literally take on the mind of Christ. It's there. It's available for me. It's available for Pretty. It's available for everyone under the sound of my voice. You did an amazing job in sharing that with us, how we need to agree with who God says that we are. That was powerful. Happy birthday.
Thank you, Tan. That means the world to me. You for all those that don't know that are listening, that's where that Pretty comes from. Tanya gave me that name years ago. And I remember when I used to cringe on the inside because I didn't feel pretty. I didn't feel beautiful. And she wasn't talking about the outer. She was talking about who God says I am. And she gave me that name and I walk in it proudly, baby. I found a sweatshirt that say pretty on it. Oh, it is so cute. I think I'm going to wear it today.
What color is it? What color is it, pretty?
It's green with pink letters. Mm-hmm. It's green. Think like the sorority colors.
Mm-hmm. And you probably shouldn't wear that until you get a crimson and cream one. Good morning. I was just sitting here saying I dare not be the only Grace that does not wish pretty a beautiful birthday and then you want to throw out those colors. Help her, Holy Ghost. There's a little more salvation waiting for you, pretty. It's on the other side of the crimson and cream.
I love it.
I love you. I love you. You know, being probably the last Grace to join the call, you were beautiful when I met you. You had already stepped into your pretty. So pretty is all I've ever known. I just want to celebrate you this morning and to wish you the happiest birthday ever and to declare that today be the first day of the best years you've ever known. Greater is coming.
Oh, Bree, I love you, sis. Thank you so much. We can end the call on that. I'm sorry.
Well. Just a moment before we end the call. Baby.
Hey, babe.
Good morning, Declare Victory. Happy birthday once again, baby darling. I want to say thank you for what I received from your declaration this morning, which is confident you know, Tanya said what she heard in your sound. And this morning I heard confidence that we could stand on God's holy word and all of those fruits of the Spirit you spoke on that lives inside of us, that we can agree that the Holy Spirit lives in us, and knowing who we are in Christ Jesus. And I know I needed that refilling. I needed that refilling of confidence in knowing who I am in Christ Jesus. So thank you for your declaration this morning and all of those scriptures that I could use later on. You know, and you're more than just pretty to me. You're gorgeous. You're my Proverbs 31 woman. Once again, happy birthday, baby.
Thank you, baby. Oh. That was so sweet. Thank you, baby. Love you.
Chicka chicka now. Woo-hoo. Watch out, Brother Jeff. Watch out.
Hey, Patrice.
Good morning.
Hey, Yolanda.
I could not be, what's the word I'm looking for? I would be neglectful because I can't think of the goddamn word I wanted to say. But if I didn't tune in, jump in and say something, you are kind, you are consistent, you are considerate. You've held my confidence, you've held my hand, you've loved me, you've prayed for me and with me. I treasure our relationship. I value you. I love you. Happy birthday, sis. You are, like Dee Dee says, amazing. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank God for April 16th. What a great day to be born. I love you, Mama. I'm going to call you after, so answer the phone.
Hey, Pretty. What I won't do, Brother Jeff, you starting something. Let me tell you something. I work at this preschool, but we don't have no openings for no baby. So listen, calm that down. Calm all that down. We don't need no new Declare Victory babies now. That was beautiful. You guys are such an example to us. I love you.
Love you too, sis. She said, don't be making no babies round up in here.
Answer the phone. Look, I'm about to call Jeff. So answer the phone.
All right. Thank you, sis. Anyone else? Anyone else? All this love. All right. I thank you all so much for all the kind words, the songs, the well wishes, the happy birthdays. My heart is full, as it should be. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word being declared on this morning. And again, I thank you for another year of life. I pray that all those that are traveling will be safe. Let no hurt, harm, or danger come nigh to them or their vehicle or anyone else on the road, Father God. Bless each and everyone's home. I apply the blood of Jesus over our lives, over the lives of our children, over the lives of our grandchildren. And I pray that this day be as joyful as this morning has been. I thank you, God. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for bringing me out of darkness into your marvelous light, God. Thank you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Have a great day, everyone.
Amen. Amen. You too.
Enjoy. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Love y'all.
Love you. Have a good day.
Turn down for what? It's your birthday. Go pretty.
Anyone that's available, anyone that's available, I will be in Benicia at Bella Cena at 1 p.m. Maybe I should have said that a little earlier, but I'll put it in the chat in the victory room. Have a great day.
God bless you.